safely. Saturday Night Live will begin its 45th season tomorrow night. The show will go on without Leslie Jones, who has left SNL after nearly five seasons. She'll be replaced by two newcomers, SNL staff writer Bowen Yang and Chloe Fineman of The Groundlings. A couple of country music artists in the news receiving awards.
'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey.
First, Garth Brooks was recognized last night for his compassion, receiving the inaugural George H.W. Bush Points of Light Award for Caring and Compassion at an event held by the global nonprofit Points of Light in New York City. And country music legend Reba McEntire will be receiving the Artist of a Lifetime Award next month. She'll be receiving it at the 2019 CMT Artist of the Year event in Nashville, which will be broadcast on October 16th. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with sunny skies and a high near 77, light and variable winds, patchy fog this evening after 1 a.m., otherwise, mostly clear skies with a low around 54. Winds are southerly and light. On Saturday, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny skies with a high near 82. Calm winds becoming southwesterly between 5 and 7 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 20%. On Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy skies and a low around 63. Light and variable winds, and the chance of precipitation is 20%. Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 79, northeast winds around 7 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy skies and a low around 53. Start your work week on Monday with mostly sunny skies and a high near 75.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And welcome. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show here Friday mornings between 10 and 11 on the Hunterdon Chamber radio station on the internet, the voice of business. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline and the host of the show. Hunterdon Helpline is your first call for help 24/7, 365 days of the year. And we are celebrating 50 years of service for vulnerable populations who are in need of services for any challenge at any time. Call us at 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. Again, 24/7, 365 days, holidays included. If you have a need, call Hunterdon Helpline. I'm very excited today because in just 6 months, we are all going to be asked to fill out our 2020 census survey. This is so important to our community. It is so important to us as individuals who want to see services in our county. If you don't fill out the survey, then it doesn't show that we have certain demographics here, certain needs, etc. And so today, lucky you, you're going to find out why it is so important, because we have Lisa Moore, who is the Assistant Regional Census Manager of the New York Regional Census Center, as well as Roberto Frugoni, who is the Media Specialist for the New York Regional Census Center. Good morning. Welcome. I'm very excited to have you here because the census is so important and people don't realize that.
Good morning, Susan. Thank you for having us here. We're excited to talk about the census and answer any burning needs in the community.
Well, I think we're burning.
Yes.
I think we have our needs. Of course, you know, obviously I represent Hundred and Helpline, so the census to us is extremely important. When we as nonprofits try to put out a proposal for a grant, et cetera, those statistics show the needs. And it covers a broad array of topics, whether it's what our needs are from a school point of view, if we have young children, if we're a senior, how many seniors are in an area, what are the demographics as far as the diversity of an area. So you have a huge job ahead of you. I can't imagine. I've already seen people walking the streets, being hired for this as a prelude to, I guess it's April 1st, that it all begins, correct?
That's correct. Currently, we have staff in the community working on our address canvassing operation, and that's to ensure our address database is completely accurate before we send those invitations out starting in March of 2020. So the census begins March of 2020, and then there's four ways in which individuals complete the census in the 2020 census. So online for the first time as well as over the phone. And then following that, we will have that paper questionnaire available as well. And then lastly, we're hiring for those census takers to go door-to-door to addresses that don't self-respond.
So we talk about burning. The burning question is, in your words, because you're the experts, what is it? What is the census? Why do we do it? Why is there a gap between years? And as I said, it's so important. But how can we convince people that to take the time, a few minutes really, to do this means so much to their community?
Well, the census is a count of all residents living in the United States. So it is mandated by the Constitution. And it calls for a count of everybody every 10 years, starting in 1790. So this has been happening for 22, 23 times for all these years. And really, there's two major uses for it. One of them is to allocate the number of seats that each state has in the House of Representatives in Congress. So that's really important, so representation in Congress. But the second is also because there's over $675 billion in federal money that gets distributed to states every year. And so depending on the number of people that live in the states, that's where that money goes. And that's money that goes, as you mentioned earlier, whether it's for healthcare, whether it's for schools, it's for Medicaid, it's for business programs and school lunch programs. And so there's a lot of uses for that money that could really be helpful. And I do want to go back and just say congratulations on 50 years of service.
Thank
because
you.
I think you're a great example of where the needs are, right? And so the census provides the federal government with the information it needs to be able to distribute those funds. So thank you for your service.
Well, I appreciate that for sure because we are pushing our clients and we'll have definitely a rollout ourselves for the census. Because, again, that money is so important. You know, we hear about the legislators going and lobbying for money for their districts, et cetera. But these statistics prove that when they are lobbying and asking for that money, that the money should, in fact, go to the county. So it's really just not the legislators who are vying for those dollars. We, as a community, should be vying for those dollars by taking the survey.
One example that I heard that I love to use, I love to repeat, right, not why I reinvent the wheel, is imagine a school that has 100 students. They take a census, but only 80 of them respond. Well, the resources that reach the school are going to be for 80 students. And so if you want 100% of the students to get all of the resources that they deserve, right, that are rightfully theirs, then it's important that everyone gets counted, that the 100 get counted, that everyone in the community gets counted.
That's a great way of putting it, absolutely. You're right. Missing that 20%, you're missing 20% of funds.
And to Roberto's point, in the 2010 census, the most undercounted demographic was our children. So 0 to 5, almost 1 million children were not included on the 2010 census. So making sure parents, caregivers are well informed to include those newborn children, those 2-year-olds, those 3-year-olds on their census form. Those individuals who, you know, those children will be, if they're 2 now, they will be 12 come 2030. So they're going to go through our school district and all those services that they may need to have a fulfilling education.
So what are some of the reasons that you have identified the fears of taking it? Oh, my personal information, you know, is going to be out there or what have you. What are some of those things that you come across where people say, oh, I'm not going to take it because of, and can we dispel those myths?
Yes. Yeah, so the census is 100% confidential. And as federal employees, we're sworn for life to uphold that confidentiality. And we cannot share any information with any other federal, state, local agencies. We can't share it with immigration services or law enforcement agencies. So it's imperative that the community knows it's safe to participate and that our data is only used for those statistics to help service the communities and their needs.
I think that's a really big factor, too. And, of course, it begs the next question because it certainly is in the headlines, and we're going to take a short break. But what if you're an immigrant? What if you are obviously undocumented and so forth and so on? So hold that thought. We're going to come back after this commercial break with Elisa and Roberto and talk more about the Census 2020 and why it is important for you.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show. I'm Susan Lax, host of the show. And if you're just tuning in, our topic today is the 2020 census. And we have with us Lisa Moore, who is the Assistant Regional Census Manager for the New York Regional Census Center, as well as Roberto Fugoni, who is the Media Specialist with the New York Regional Census Center, which of course includes New Jersey. And we were talking about the importance of the census, the timeline, and so forth, and that there is confidentiality. It's very important for people to fill this out so that they can bring the funds needed to their community across the challenges that their community may be facing. And Lisa, you very clearly stated that this is confidential information. This will never get out. I love the fact that you've been sworn to confidentiality for the rest of your life. We sign confidentiality agreements at Helpline as well. But I closed the last segment asking about our immigrants, our undocumented, and so forth, because, again, the knock, knock, knock on the door sometimes is a little frightening. Also because even if someone is documented, but they're new to the states, language may be a barrier. So how do we get the message out there?
Well, first, it's important to understand that everyone, so the Constitution says every person, right? Every person, regardless of immigration status, of anything else, single, married, it doesn't matter. Age doesn't matter. Everybody should be counted. So it's important that everyone in the household, and we mentioned earlier about confidentiality, but also one of the challenges in the questionnaire being filled out is families that live multiple families in the same housing unit, mm-hmm. in the same home. So they feel like the person that's filling out the questionnaire fills it out for their family and leaves out the other family, or thinking that another questionnaire is going to go to the other family. There's one questionnaire per housing unit, so it's important that everyone in the household, regardless of whether they're your family, their extended family, they're your spouse's family, everyone that lives in your household needs to be counted.
That's really interesting, because I wouldn't have thought that. I would have thought that, oh, now you have to fill out yours for your family. Also, what if, because I know that we are kind of gearing up for this in the community, all the organizations and such, because it is so important. And we're providing at Helpline, for instance, access to our computers so people can come in, et cetera. We work with homeless clients, and that's important to get their information noted as well. So what about duplication then? If, say, somebody's filling it out, say, at work versus at home, and it is a multiple family environment at home, how do you navigate that and make sure that your information is, in fact, clear, concise, and not duplicated?
So the duplication is a concern, and that's something that we are working on. We do have measures in place for a deduplication process.
Mm-hmm.
So if a housing unit completes it online, they also call over the phone, and then they also maybe eventually get that paper.
Zealous people.
We want people to definitely self-report. And I think to your point, in especially with our immigrant communities, self-reporting reduces the likelihood of someone knocking on someone's door. So completing the census March 12th, going online or going over the phone, you can start completing the census on your own, both online and over the phone, to also the concern with the language. We are supporting 12 non-English languages in addition to English, both online and over the phone. So really encouraging self-response is so important. We are prepared to do that deduplication process, but it is something that it's always a concern for an undercount in areas where family members don't include individuals, but we will be able to see multiple reports coming in from the same housing unit and then be able to see, Did Jimmy include all 10 people, or it also looks like Sarah sent in 15 names, and then see who's a duplicate on their census questionnaire. So we're prepared for that. It's happened in 2010 as well with the paper questionnaire.
Mm-hmm.
But any information is the message is that in completing it for their entire household is so important.
And that household does include everyone who is living under that roof, because again, we serve vulnerable populations.
Right.
They might not want to add everyone because of the landlord situation or what have you. But that also is important information, because we feel that we have a problem with low-income housing, if there's a scarcity here, the inventory is low. And these questions being answered, particularly if we're seeing that people have to double up, shows that there's a need here for housing, shows that there's a need here for more services. And, you know, obviously the three of us can't stress it enough, but again, confidentiality, no matter what your situation is, the best thing to do so that you can ensure not just the funding for your family now, but for your children's future, because these numbers are used for how long? I mean, you know, we haven't had a census in a long time.
And it's important to understand that individual responses are never shared with anybody, not other federal agencies, not local government, not your town assessor or your mayor's office or anyone else. We only use the responses for statistics to make sure we understand a broader picture of the community. So never individual. So there shouldn't be a fear of if there is more than one family living in the same home, that'll be shared with someone that will have an adverse effect on them. That's never shared with anyone locally, not with the courts, not with anyone else. So that's really important.
And so, Lisa, you went over the timeline, but when's the pop-up? When do we see it sort of in front of us if we haven't put it on our date book for March or what have you? When is it going to suddenly say, hey, go fill out the census, go online, et cetera?
So I think, one, I wanted to just touch back to your trusted voice in the community. So what we're doing right now is working with local community organizations, the trusted voice in getting out the message that the census, it's coming, and what it means to their community. So in this phase right now, it's the education and an awareness phase. So any moment in time where we can share that is so important, but at that trusted voice local level. So the church leaders, working with the supermarkets, making sure they're on board with the 2020 census. Starting in January, there will be a lot more advertising about the census, both radio, print, TV, and social media platforms will all be booming with census outreach and just trying to get that general awareness in the forefront of everyone's mind. March really will start that self-reporting phase. So starting March 12th is when we can actually begin completing that census questionnaire. What we're doing now is also trying to promote our jobs. So definitely creating this awareness about working in the community, getting the message out that the census is coming, but then also highlighting that there's a great job opportunity. It's part-time, flexible, and it's some great pay in Hunterdon County. It's at $21
an hour. A friend of mine just started.
And
she's actually doing the Lambertville area, and I was surprised, but it is a great opportunity and flexible and so forth. So, yes, I know somebody who jumped on that bandwagon immediately, and I do encourage, especially again with Hunterdon Helpline, we are always trying to connect people with opportunities and employment. Hey, this is a great opportunity for somebody.
It really is, and we're recruiting over 50,000 in the state of New Jersey.
Wow.
Within Hunterdon County, we're recruiting over 800 applicants for the upcoming 2020 census. So majority of the jobs will start in spring of 2020, but it's definitely advantageous to apply at our website, 2020census.gov/jobs. So that message, you know, up in increasing the awareness of the census, but then also getting in on that opportunity to work for us. We are actively recruiting in the community.
And how long in terms of that opportunity? How long if somebody signs on, how long can they expect the employment to last?
So our largest hiring will be spring of 2020, and the employment's between 6 to 10 weeks, varying on the community in which households self-respond. So it definitely is advantageous to self-respond, but then also we will tailor our hiring metrics based on that.
Mm-hmm. So it's actually perfect for someone who may be retired, wants to pick up some extra cash, or someone who's in between jobs, who is sending out resumes for a long-term position, but could use some of the obvious funding in between that period so that they can, in fact, look for a job.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wow. How'd you get started with the census?
How did I get started with the census? I'm a data person, so I've actually worked on, we conduct over 130 censuses and surveys on a daily basis throughout the 10 years. So I actually started on our economic census and our manufacturing surveys in the community, working with businesses. So I was focused, all my outreach was with businesses. And then I switched over to our demographic side of the house and have worked on a lot of our economic indicators for unemployment, our health surveys that we conduct at the agency on a day-to-day basis.
And that, see, and I don't think people realize that. That is just absolutely amazing that this truck keeps on trucking and that this information is just so vital. Again, As an executive director of a nonprofit, we use this information all the time, and I am a data person because I have to be a data person. Because if I put out a grant, if I'm putting out a proposal for an RFP, what have you, the first place I go to is the census, and that whole website is just chock full of information that. Really is because of all of you who are listening who took the time to answer these surveys. So really so important. So I really appreciate it. But data also is becoming so important because we live with technology today. And so we have to feed it. We have to feed it and we get it back.
And it's beneficial for all of us, not just for government purposes. I mean, we talked about the $675 billion and for representation in Congress, but businesses use it too, right, to make decisions about where to locate other businesses.
What kinds of businesses?
Yeah, what kinds of businesses. I mean, hospitals use it to know where to locate as well. And so there's a lot of different groups and that use this data that make it that much more important, not just for, again, for government purposes, but for everyday communities.
Well, here in Hunterdon County, the freeholders are, you know, really pushing economic development throughout the county. The Flemington Borough Council is pushing economic development right here on Main Street where we're airing. And again, to your point, Roberto, a business who's looking to come in, of course, you know, they're going to be seduced, if you will, by the local council members. But they use this data and can see that the information that they're getting is real, is correct, and has the demographic group. If I was opening up, say, a children's clothing store, there it is right there from the census. So absolutely, I think that I can't imagine anyone within any sort of group, nonprofit, business, government, et cetera, that cannot benefit from this information.
And what's interesting with the business community, actually, one of our regions, fellow regions, not ours, our region for New York covers New Jersey through Maine as well as Puerto Rico. But also,
I love that.
Yes. But other parts of the country need this population count to service a target in their area. So in order to get a target in the community, they actually need to have a certain threshold of population. So it's a direct correlation to their own community needs.
Interesting. So we have to take a break, but define target once more for people who
The shopping center of Target.
Oh, the Target. The actual business.
Actual business.
Wow, the corporation.
The corporation actually has a threshold of population, and a community is rallying their community members to be counted so that they can actually have a Target in their home.
Fascinating. So I miss Target because we call it Target. But we'll be right back with Lisa and Roberto after these messages.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Pentagon says suicides of active duty service members hit an all-time high last year. The Defense Department report just released says the suicide rate was 24.8 per 100,000 service members in 2018. The annual suicide report showing 541 service members confirmed or believed to have committed suicide last year. That's up from 511 in 2017. Republican Senator Mitt Romney, one of the few GOP voices who called President Trump's dealings with the president of Ukraine in a phone call deeply troubling. The president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says,
I wouldn't count on him. And he's bitter about Donald Trump. I mean, every time it's like a child. I mean, look, Trump did what you couldn't do.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area. Today, sunny skies, a high near 77, light and variable winds. Also, patchy fog after 1 a.m. this evening, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 54. Light southerly winds. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Mostly sunny skies otherwise with a high near 82. And calm winds becoming southwesterly between 5 and 7 miles per hour in the morning. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday night, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 63, and light and variable winds. The chance of precipitation is 20%. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 79 and northeasterly winds around 7 miles per hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 53. And on Monday, mostly sunny skies, a high near 75, going down to a low around 56 with partly cloudy skies in the evening. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, right here on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station, WHCR-DB, and you can listen to us live or go on the archive listing and listen to us again. We are so happy to have Lisa Moore and Roberto Frugoni here today with us on the show because they are from the United States Census 2020, which is coming up in just about 6 months, and fascinating information from both of you, I have to say, really incredible. If you're listening, you're realizing, first of all, how important this is to your community, but also to you as an individual who's seeking resources and opportunities, as a business person who wants to open up a business, as a government agency who is constantly needing funds to help the community in which they serve. It just touches every one of us, and it's absolutely incredible information that keeps on giving. So if you're interested, you've been listening already, I just want to give you some places that you can go to for additional information before we continue with the conversation. Lisa, if you want to talk about the website that's easily attainable, because I know the government email and websites and so forth, it's really hard, thank goodness for Google.
Yeah, so one of our websites that we would definitely want to point listeners to today is 2020census.gov. That's 2020census, C-E-N-S-U-S.gov, G-O-V. And that has the wealth of information for the upcoming census and a lot of fact sheets, tip sheets. If there's a scam in the community, you can report it there. So there's a lot of great information that we want everyone to be aware of. And if you were to just tack on a backslash to that and add jobs at the end, so 2020census.gov/jobs, you will then be at our portal to actually apply and work from your community, work from your home. Within Hunterdon, we are recruiting over 800 people, so we are encouraging everyone that's interested to apply today, apply now at 2020census.gov/jobs.
Great. Wonderful. I mean, it again, it's almost, we need to get out the welcome wagon and have a little parade that you guys are coming.
We are coming full steam ahead.
It's absolutely awesome. And you started in the previous segment, both of you start talking about the partnership. I had said that Helpline is opening up its doors. If you don't have internet access or whatever, you'll be able to come into our offices to fill out the census, et cetera. There's a lot of organizations that are attending a lot of your meetings to see how they can jump on board. So tell us a little bit about that partnership and what kind of support is, in fact, available.
So our partnership program is doing just that, that outreach, that community engagement at all levels. So working with government officials, also within municipalities, all down to grassroots organizations, the businesses, our faith-based leaders, our community leaders, just general individuals that are passionate about the census. We are forming these partnerships throughout the entire state of New Jersey and our country. Within New Jersey, we have our partnership program, which Roberto and I both work for, and we have over just under 30 partnership specialists throughout the state to be that point person for someone who is interested in census outreach and will need additional support. We can come in and provide presentations, briefings, content, fact sheets, anything a community organization or government organization needs, we are there to support. And by building this partnership, it's increasing that knowledge base in the community, but also getting that trusted voice to be that messenger. The Census Bureau, we're federal agencies. We know that. we might not be able to open that door.
We like you anyway.
But we might not be able to have that door open for us.
Right.
But if we have, like, Susan, yourself at the chamber, partnering with those nonprofits that have that day-to-day interaction with those community members, that will go farther than a census person. So we really are thriving on that partnership in the local community, and we're developing what's called complete count committees throughout the entire state. So making sure our counties are all on board within New Jersey, and then also any level below a county, and also the state has started their own state complete count commission.
Define complete count.
A complete count is a group of individuals that are committed to ensuring an accurate count for their community members. So it could be tailored to an immigrant population and a community which hosts ESL language classes, where they want to make sure everyone who comes, we know how to share the message with our community members. We are going to form a complete count committee and then meet periodically and develop solutions to those challenges in getting an accurate count.
And I just add that complete count committees are independent groups, right? They're leaders, they're organizations that come together to work towards a complete count for the region that they work. The Census Bureau provides resources, is supportive. It provides whether it's support in terms of adding things to drop into newsletters, speaking at their meetings. We're definitely there to be able to provide support for these groups, but it is important to know that these groups are independent and not run by the Census Bureau, so they know the community that they serve, and that's why they come together to make sure that at the end of the day, their community, first of all, is counted, but then also receives the benefits, which are the resources federally, the representation in Congress, and so forth.
So Lisa mentioned folks, ESL students and so forth. So a little bit about Helpline, part of our 50 years. We have a literacy services program, and it's for adults only, 18 years of age and older. It's a barrier-free program. We have instructors who will meet the person where they're at in their community rather than saying you have to sign up for a 3 o'clock classroom environment for instruction. And so one of the things that I've already started talking to our instructors about is to make sure that our students do, in fact, understand this and are going to fill out the surveys. Part of that is that our ESL students, many people just automatically assume Spanish, but we have an influx of Russians, Asians, Ethiopians, and another program of Helpline is that we have the Community Translation Center, and we have an unbelievable list of volunteers who can sit with somebody, translate, and so forth. And they go to businesses, they go to government agencies, do one-on-one with us in the office, etc., because you mentioned that you can take the census in 12 different languages, which is important for our instructors to know, because, again, we have Spanish-speaking students. We have, Russian, Armenian, Filipino, some of our translators go, we even have Swahili and Hindi and so forth and so on. It just goes on and on and on. And it's such a vital part of the need in the community when we are looking at folks who need to be able to take the survey and understand the survey and complete the survey. So, again, Hunterdon Helpline doesn't stand alone. You know, we work with the food pantry, et cetera, et cetera. We could do pop-up things as well. But what's really important, I think, to us is, and also I want to say part of literacy services, and this might be something else that creates a problem, the students are not just ESL students. They are native English speakers who may not be able to read through that survey. Mm-hmm. So how do we, I'm using this as an example, of that partnership, of that target, of that complete count, bring all of those issues together, because it's not just simple. You know, for instance, a church wanting their congregation to make sure they do it. Again, is the language barrier there?
Right.
Is the child care barrier? Is the internet barrier? All of those things. What are some of the things? I know you've done this. You know how to do it. Tell us how to do it.
So I think the partnership you're saying, the literacy is, and then the translation volunteers is a critical partnership for the census. So we would definitely want to be partnering closely with them and help facilitate any outreach and work in the community. In addition to our 12 non-English languages that we have available online and over the phone, we are producing 59 languages being supported with videos as well as printed job aids.
Oh, great.
So it encompasses 59 languages in which we would help an individual who might not be able to read or write English, but be able to use their language. So say, Twi, you only speak Twi, then you can actually see a video and complete the census in an English format, but with that assistance of a job aid, both
awesome.
Print and video. So our language capability is upwards of 59. So we have 59 languages being supported for the 2020 census. But then knowing that we are not, there's more than 59 languages in New Jersey being spoken, we need to partner with those volunteers in the literacy agencies to work with us to make sure we're doing the best we can with the language barrier support. So partnering with those organizations in addition to the language support for the census is available.
That is awesome. That is absolutely incredible. We have one more segment to go after these messages. This is fascinating. You guys have to come back as we get closer and closer, because I'm already envisioning that we could have a meeting with our instructors, and when they have their lessons with their folks, they'll be forearmed, ready to go, and be able to assist. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show, and we are your first call for help 24/7, 365 days of the year. We are there for you for any challenge, whether it be basic human needs, shelter, mental health, seniors, families, youth service, employment, emergency, suicide prevention, compassionate listening. Whatever the need, 365 days of the year, whatever time of day, we are your first call for help, 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357. You can visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. That's helpline, H-C, H-E-L-P. L-I-N-E-H-C, all one word, .org. And we have been having a fascinating conversation with Lisa Moore and Roberto Frugoni of the New York Regional Census Center for the United States Census 2020. Yes, it's coming up in just a short 6 months, and we're trying to prepare everyone because it's important to anyone. It's important to your 2-year-old child who can't read the census. It's important to your 85-year-old grandmother who may need resources. It's important to your young entrepreneur who is spreading his wings out there and wants to open up a business in your community. It is important to each and every one of us, whether we're looking at medical care, housing, employment, schools, business, government, you name it. When we wake up in the morning and we are what a nonprofit calls the daily basic needs, the census covers that as well. So I'm so glad, Lisa and Roberto, that you are on the show. I hope you come back because if you're just tuning in to this show, the wealth of information is unbelievable. So before we go into some of the final points, Lisa, give the website again so that people know where to get all this information that we've been talking about.
Yeah, so the website for the upcoming 2020 census is at 2020census.gov, 2020census, CENSUS.gov, GOV. And for the opportunity for the upcoming jobs, it was just to add a backslash to the 2020census.gov/jobs, and you can apply for one of our positions today.
Great, great. And opportunity to be employed, but also opportunity to know what your community needs, how to get it. And I'm just fascinated that that one community is banding together for a complete count so that they can bring a Target store into their community. That's how important this is. That's how relevant, and that's how much it actually works. You know, so often we take surveys, it goes into the hinterland, we don't know what they do with it, et cetera, but this works for each and every one of us.
I'm glad you mentioned the two-year-old, right, why it's important to the two-year-old. Because imagine if that two-year-old in this census is not counted. The census is every 10 years. So the next time there's an opportunity for that two-year-old to be counted isn't until they're 12, right? But in that time period, are they going to need education, of course, or health care, or safe roads to pass through to go to the hospital, to go to doctors, to get an education? So it's important that everybody gets counted because everybody enjoys the benefits that come from the resources of being counted.
I'm glad you mentioned roads because we haven't touched upon infrastructure of our area. We may feel like, oh, you know, we don't have to be concerned about our medical care because we have great insurance. We don't have to be concerned about whether or not they build more affordable housing because we have our own McMansion. But guess what? You have to get to work.
Yes.
And so the infrastructure of your area, the infrastructure is affected by this. The roads, the bridges. Right here in Hunterdon County, a big challenge is transportation. We're constantly asking for funds to develop a public transportation system here. And guess what? They say we don't need it because we're rural, because our population counts are not going to support it. If we do a complete count, you are telling me and everyone listening that we may rise in numbers to prove that we do, in fact, need a public transportation entity, if you will, here in Hunterdon County.
That's correct. So the census is that national event. So we're going to be counting more than 330 million people across our nation. But it's a national event, but we are only going to be successful at this local level. So making sure everyone in every community understands the census that's coming, the importance for the community, as you illustrated, the transportation needs of a community, where are people working from a community. So people might live out here, but they are commuting elsewhere for their employment. So making sure the population accurately reflects that is so critical for the census. And tying to that, we think power and money for the census. The census will inform $675 billion every single year. This is the benchmark for the next 10 years. So the funding for the census, but then also that political representation locally for the state of New Jersey is so important, and to that of Hunterdon County.
Yeah, and it's important to get it done right the first time because there is no redos, right?
There is no redo. You can't do it next year.
No.
You know, you can't do it in 2021. You can't say, I didn't want to get out for the vote. This year it was raining or what have you. This is your opportunity. It's so crucial. It's so crucial. Final words, final encouragement.
So I would just say that I'm a data person as well. I have my degree
in economics. Data.
So being able to make arguments by the numbers, I think is tremendously important. But making sure that the federal resources, that businesses make decisions that support communities, all of that only happens by making sure that everybody gets counted, that we know where everybody, the population of each area, the needs of each area. And the way that that happens is every 10 years through the census. So it's important that everyone in Huntington County gets counted, encourages their neighbors, encourages their family members to be counted. And also for anyone that knows someone that needs a job, this is a great opportunity to get a part-time job, a flexible job, pays well, and really supports something that benefits the community. So thank you so much for this opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I do want you folks back because, again, we got to get it done, right?
We do.
Got to get it done. So, Roberto, Lisa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I want you to give the website one last
sure.
time because we have to sign off, but I want people to hear it.
Thank you. So it's 2020census.gov, 2020census, CENSUS.gov, and for opportunities for jobs, you would just add a / jobs to that. So it's at 2020census.gov/jobs.
Guys, thanks so much, and I hope you do come back. And for those who are listening, get it done. Don't forget, you take that survey, and you will empower our area and our community and your families and yourselves. We'll be back next week. Huntington Helplines, Hands Across Huntington at 10 o'clock. Hope you tune in.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heide and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is accusing House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of lying to Congress, and he's calling on the California Democrat to resign. Trump tweeting this morning that Schiff fraudulently read a version of his conversation with the president of the Ukraine in a July phone call that doesn't exist. Trump saying Schiff completely changed the words of the rough transcript to make it sound horrible and to make Trump look guilty. A key House panel is looking into election security with a hearing this morning that features former NSA official Deborah Plunkett's testimony.
Intelligence leaders warn of ongoing and escalating interference attempts by multiple foreign actors who view our 2020 elections as an opportunity to advance their interests at the expense of American democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-9222. 800-273-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The president of Iran is claiming the U.S. has offered to remove all sanctions on his country in exchange for negotiations. Hassan Rouhani saying Tehran has not agreed to the talks yet because of the current, in his words, toxic atmosphere. But Rouhani says he agreed to meet with U.S. officials because of pleas from Germany, Britain, and France, saying Iran is ready for talks, but not in an atmosphere of sanctions and pressure. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blasting Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for holding up the passage of a bill that would overhaul election and campaign finance law.
But we're saying to him, you may think this is dead over there, Grim Reaper, but it is alive and well in the public, and the people know. And they will know more that you are holding this up.
Chicago teachers voting by a huge margin to authorize a strike as early as October 7th if contract talks fail. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the